Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone together, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Which devotee is going to be dealing with the projector? Prabhu, come. You have your computer here? Okay, here. I have to speak to you later about the presentations, but tonight's is quite simple. So if you could, without having it going on the projector, but if you open up and see, there's one folder that says about Friday night slideshows, something like that, or videos. I want to see one of them right now, because there's one that says number one. So why don't you put that one on? And is there sound that comes out of this too? Yeah? Okay. But if you can do it without all the devotees seeing the titles, that would be very good. Because we like to keep things very mysterious. Why? Why do we like to keep things mysterious? Huh? Krishna is actually the most mysterious. Because there's a tendency, and it is especially relevant when we're chanting japa, we sit down and we think, oh, how many times have I done this already, and do I have to do this again? And I've promised, and it's my vow, and it's always the same. But the thing that's always the same is that we're dealing with our crazy minds, and that's what stops us from having a taste in Krishna consciousness, because we don't actually directly deal with Krishna. We're dealing with our own minds. So that's what causes the boredom, and that's what causes the lack of taste. It's our rascal minds and our inability to touch Krishna when we see the deities, chant Krishna's names, read the Bhagavatam. We tend, of course, it's not always the case, and it's certainly not the case for most of you, but there's such a tendency when I sit down to chant japa, just for my mind to start interacting with itself and all the things that I have to do, I want to do, etc. And what we'd like to do at this retreat is take the time, and this is why we're here. We've all come here. We've traveled, some of us from hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles away, and some of us from nearby Melbourne. Some of us have come from India especially to chant Hare Krishna here. Probably most of you. That's why Krishna sent you. But this time, what we would like to do is keep it very special. And we'll be speaking about this starting tomorrow, trying to move our consciousness towards associating with Krishna, with His holy names. So I won't get too much into the topic right now. But can you see if I want to see how the first slideshow looks. Can you see which one is number one there? Okay, let's see. Let's see. Where will we go? Oh. Where is that? Can anyone recognize it? Dean's Marsh? No. We're going to need... Yeah, probably. But how come it doesn't work? Yeah, oh yeah, there's that little thing on the left you have to... Yeah, oh, now it's revealed. Just, okay. Get started. I want to see it. I want to see it. Quick. Because... Let's see if any... Yes! It's going to happen. Soon we will see a photograph I took of my mind. There he is. Who do you think you are, shaking that tree like that? Yes. I didn't make these slideshows. These were taken by one devotee named Vijay Radhika. With itself. to use Vrindavan experience calm right now, but really that's what the Hare Krishna mantra is. Oh, we're going to see it again. No. Don't let anyone see. Don't. Yes. No. Yes. No. More. One more. Ah, he's so beautiful. Where is this deity from? Where is Krishna from? Does anyone know where this deity is from? He's beautiful, isn't he? Gopinath and Chopati? Could be. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to stop us from dealing with the mind only. In other words, stop us from a continuous birth after birth experience of dealing only with the material energy and seeking pleasure in the material realm and unlimited frustration. And he wanted to give us the opportunity to go to Vrindavan in the most special way, with the most special mood, with a very intimate relationship with Krishna. And that is the gift of Mahaprabhu. Namo Maha Madanaya. So munificent, so generous, magnanimous. Giving something that is of the greatest value to those who might not be so qualified. So what did he do to increase our qualification and to bring us to Vrindavan? He gave us the chanting of Krishna's holy names. He told us to chant Krishna's names. And he said, Kirtaniya, always chant Krishna's names. And if we chant Krishna's names, what happens? Cheto dharpana marjanam, the heart, the consciousness becomes purified. If our consciousness is covered by so much dust, so much dirt, Mahaprabhu was comparing it to a mirror. And if you look at a mirror that's covered by so much dust and dirt and so much matter and so much false conception, beginning with, I am meant to enjoy Ishwaraham Maham Bogi Siddaham Balavan Sukhi, beginning with thinking of myself as the center of things, it's illusion. And then we become placed in an illusory consciousness which is unnatural, sarasad joni janmasu, and so much suffering. So Mahaprabhu said, stop that. Clean the heart, clean the consciousness, just chant Krishna's names. And you will experience something so sweet. You'll experience Braja, you'll experience Vrindavan, you'll experience your relationship with Krishna. First, Bhava Mahadvagni Navapanam, what does that mean? Bhava Mahadavagni. Maha is Nirvapanam, extinguish. And then Shreya Karayava Chandrika Vitaranam, that the unfolding of our spiritual life comes by the moonbeams of the mercy of the holy names, the white lotus of our good fortune blossoms. Okay, second slideshow. These are actually not slides, are they? They're video shows. Don't look. Everyone close your eyes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Okay. Don't look. You're looking. I saw you were looking. I wasn't looking. Oh, come on, do it. Yes. Now, let's see if you can get it to the whole screen. Yes. buffalo of my mind. Like to have a Vrindavan experience. And did you notice that, of course, we saw His Holiness Bhakti Bringa Govinda Maharaj chanting, but who was he chanting with? There were devotees from where? Kazakhstan. Where is Kazakhstan? Who could have imagined even 20 years ago, what to speak of 50 years ago, when Prabhupada came to 26 Second Avenue, came to New York in what year? 65 perhaps, when he first arrived in the United States, 65. How many years ago? Without taking out your mobile phones, can you figure it out? Yes, very good. Then who could have imagined that Krishna people from Kazakhstan would be coming to Vrindavan and chanting Krishna's holy names? And people from China, Russia, all over the world, United States, Australia, coming to Vrindavan to glorify Krishna. This is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the mercy of His Guru Maharaj, the mercy of the Guru Parampara, the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it is based on the chanting of Krishna's names. Because indeed we are meant to have the Vrindavan experience, direct experience of Krishna. That is the gift of Mahaprabhu. Just chant Krishna's names. You can directly experience Krishna. And that is why we've come, to take at least steps closer to that. That is the purpose of our retreat. Now, what's the next one? Without looking. Oh, everyone just look at me. I'll do something very interesting. Now watch this. Coin out of Krishnagar this year. Yes, this is a really interesting one, because the mercy of Mahaprabhu is going to flood. It is flooding all over the world. This year, in the rainy season in Vrindavan, there was so much rain.
Thank you.
I would like to speak a little of our program while we're here. Tomorrow, 7:30 class. Yes, what's the program before 7:30? Yes. And class will begin at 7:30 and it'll go to 8:30, somewhere between 8:30 and 9. And we'll have a presentation that's called Funneling of Desires. I thought that's such a funny word. Funneling. But anyway, we're going to talk about funneling of desires. Okay. And then, because there's one thing to be physically here, and then we have to bring our mind, our consciousness fully here, and then we want to have our consciousness fully engaged in chanting as much as we practically can while we're chanting. Then, at 11 o'clock, we'll have some practical discussions, practical thoughts on chanting, on our japa chanting, and some practical organizational things we'll do, and that will go from approximately 11 to 1 o'clock. And then in the afternoon, there's another japa session. So tomorrow, because the class begins at 7:30, doesn't mean that we should get up at 6:45 and then roll in for Guru Puja a little bit late and then be there for class. But no, try to have 16 rounds done, completed, before 7 o'clock. Because tomorrow is a 32-round day. We're all required to chant 32 rounds tomorrow. Try your best. Because that's the step towards the next day on Sunday, which is 64 rounds. Raise your hand if you've chanted 64 rounds previously. Oh, so many of the devotees, this is nothing. So tomorrow is 64 rounds day, and the next day is 128 rounds, because you're all very experienced already. No, but we'll keep it simple. So tomorrow from 4 to 6, there is another session for chanting, and we'll be here. And please come on time. We're going to organize into different groups to make it a little easier. And another 16 rounds, approximately 16 rounds during that time. So if you chant 16 before 7 o'clock, and then there'll be time to chant another 16 from 4 to 6. And then in the evening tomorrow night, what should we do? What time is the evening begin? 6:30 again? Yeah? The evening program? 6:30 to 8. We'll have kirtan. Will you come? I think so. I hope so. And Jagatrini Mataji will read about the devotees and how the ecstasy of the devotees in some of the pastimes, the devotees of Mahaprabhu. Yes? Yes. You'll be lifted. Well, you'll already have been lifted, but to a wonderful place in consciousness. And then we won't go too late, because the next day, which is Sunday, is 64 rounds. So we'll only have, tomorrow we have two classes, but on Sunday there's one class, and that is from 7:30 till 8:30 or 9. And that one is entitled Becoming Fortunate. And actually, I could have called it Becoming Most Fortunate, because we are meant to do that. We are meant to become most fortunate. So that will be from 7:30 to 9. And then please have 16 rounds chanted before that, minimum. And then there'll be prasadam. And then 11 o'clock till 1 o'clock, we'll have chanting. More group japa, and then again from 4 to 6, and that's enough for 48 rounds, and you'll have to find time privately to chant another 16, but 64 rounds on that day. And in the evening, more kirtan, more readings about Krishna's pastimes. And then the next day, we'll have questions and answers in the morning, and also we'll have an ending program from 11 to 1 again. Yes, is that correct? Yes. And then prasadam. Okay. Next slideshow. Now this, let's see. No one should look. Don't look yet. This one is a very interesting one in Vrindavan. Yeah. This is a misty morning. A winter's morning in Vrindavan.
Hari.
There are two aspects or interplay of two aspects, two different energies, two different endeavors when we chant Krishna's holy names and when we attend something like a japa retreat. One is we have to endeavor, and we'll be speaking about that tomorrow in the second class. We have our endeavor. It's essential. And another aspect, of course, is Krishna's causeless mercy. And that isn't in our control. Our endeavor is in our control. What we want to do is endeavor to chant Krishna's names sincerely, according to our abilities, according to our capacity. What I wanted to mention at this point is that we should keep the fire of hope in our hearts. What is the hope? That our abilities, our endeavor, will never actually be enough to bring us to have the Vrindavan experience, to bring us to Krishna's lotus feet. Our endeavor is necessary, but it is insufficient. Necessary, but insufficient. But our hope is not in our great powers and our abilities, but our hope is in Krishna's mercy. And that hope has to remain alive in us. That despite so many debilities, so many difficulties, so many impurities, so much this, the hope that Krishna is causelessly merciful and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is causelessly merciful. And Srila Prabhupada is also causelessly merciful. And the devotees are merciful. Nityananda Prabhu and all the devotees are very, very kind. We have hope. There is one pastime that I of Prabhupada's that I heard Tamal Krishna Maharaj speak on the memories videos. And this is in the early days when Prabhupada was struggling to start the Juhu Temple in Bombay. And there was one devotee, one of the first devotees who joined from India. He was living in the ashram, but he wasn't really very serious about practicing at that time. And he was moving in and moving out and sometimes living on the beach, and he was living in the Brahmacharya ashram. He was smoking cigarettes. He was not acting properly for living in the Brahmacharya ashram. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj said that he complained to Prabhupada he shouldn't be living in the ashram. And Prabhupada said, no, let him live. And then after a while, then he was living and taking instructions from some yogi and still smoking and things. And Tamal Krishna said that he approached Prabhupada and said, how can we have a Brahmacharya ashram if we have these people who are smoking and doing these things and living in the Brahmacharya ashram? I think we have to get rid of him. So eventually Prabhupada agreed and said, you tell him that my mercy has run out for you. Go. So they asked him to leave, and he left the ashram. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked Prabhupada, is it actually that your mercy can run out? And Prabhupada replied, no. No. So our hope is in that causeless mercy is causeless and it doesn't run out. Now, in that regard, I was hesitant, but I would like to show the next video. It's about Anjali Prabhu, and after Anjali Prabhu passed away, because Anjali Prabhu was a very special devotee in all ways. And he was so dedicated to chanting Krishna's name so seriously. And he left this world very unexpectedly. And this is the last darshan a little video the same devotee put together. So it is very sobering, because Anjali Prabhu was such a serious chanter of Krishna's holy names. Okay. So my desire to show it overwhelmed my desire not to show it. He touched so many people all over the world by his sincere chanting of Krishna's holy names. So that will be our simple mission while we're here, is to sincerely chant Krishna's names. Very simple. Keep it simple. Just chant Krishna's names. There was one more. There's two more, I think, but let's just show one more. The last one. Go to the last one. Go to the last one. This is of a different mood. A very amazing thing happened in Vrindavan this year also. Radhakunda, Samakunda drained, and they take out the mud and cleansed. You can't say cleansed because Radhakunda, Samakunda are so transcendentally powerful and pure. But it's changed. Okay. This is the holiest places in Gaudiya Vaishnava.
Of Srimati Radharani. This lake was established 5,000 years ago by Radharani and her gopi girlfriend associate. The The last time this lake was cleaned was 20 years ago. And this year it has become a big celebration for all of the people of Vrindavan. The lake has been drained, and daily hundreds and hundreds of people come. They carry buckets of mud from the bottom of the lake. And we're observing the Kanchan Kund, which is the original lake that was formed by Radharani at the very bottom of the present Radhakund.
Good that we don't go late tonight, because everyone should take proper rest and wake up early tomorrow and chant Hare Krishna very sincerely. And then 7 o'clock we'll have Guru Puja, and 7:30 we shall begin funneling of desires. Any questions at this point? Well, I think they bring them to Lalita Kund, all the turtles, and looks like there was the one big fish that looked like someone was carrying. Yeah, I think they bring to Lalita Kund. I was there 20 years ago, and I had visited Radhakund by some mercy. I was with Dhanadamraj. And it was just so muddy and everything like that. And Dhanadamraj decided to walk the Kanchana Kund, walk through the mud. And I was thinking, I don't want to get so dirty like that and so muddy, my nice, clean, white dhoti. And then he went, and then he bathed in Kanchana Kund, and he came back so ecstatic and so happy. So of course I couldn't resist, and so I also got muddy, and I kept some of that mud, but I didn't bring it with me. What to do? I have it in a safe deposit vault somewhere. Mm-hmm. Vyubhadrupa was always concerned about everyone. What about the poor turtles of Radhakund? What will become of them? One of the turtles told Dhananjaya? Yeah. Okay. Vrindavan, very special place. Extraordinary. Any other comments or questions or any announcements? Oh, yeah, one thing is that, see, tomorrow everyone should have. Is there any computer paper around, that kind of paper? Yeah. Okay. If we could have, make sure everyone is given a piece of blank computer paper. That's how we'll start. And bring pens and all that kind of thing, and a notebook if you want. And of course, bring your japa beads. Any other questions or comments? Okay, so good night. Please dream about Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna and please be happy. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Shri Gaurinitai ki jai. Shri Shri Vallabhalava Bhaktavinda ki jai. Nothing else to do for the next 2 days except chant Krishna's name. Very fortunate.